we played okay for us half. Just the tempo was a little bit slow. It was a little bit pedestrian. It was a little bit slow. We didn't move it quick enough. We weren't probably exciting enough in terms of enough shots and crosses from getting into dangerous positions. And I thought second half we done that a lot better. Up the tempo a little bit, and I thought we played some really, really good stuff.
The goals that came, they were, well, absolutely cracking goals. I mean, the two from Bradley Bubb, they were volleyed into the net, and then Anthony Cook came on. That was an unbelievable goal. And then, of course, the icing on the cake was Aaron McLean coming back after a seven-month injury.
Yeah, no, it was great for Mac, and obviously Mac set Bobby up as well for the tour run. And you've seen the reaction from the players just from setting a goal up. They all ran to him. I think everyone knows how hard he's worked behind the scenes, but people don't see. You only get to see him on a Saturday, and he's been doing some long hours, slogging in the gym by himself. And after the game as well, Jukes gave him his bottle of champagne for coming back out as well. So the atmosphere and the togetherness in that group is very good. And I think the lads are all delighted for Mac.
Seemed to be in control most of the game. Although you say it was a bit pedestrian, you didn't seem to be under an awful lot of pressure.
No, I mean, I can't really do the save before the penalty from McCallum, that it ended up in a penalty, but I can't really remember any much else. Maybe second half we slashed out a clearance, but there wasn't really anything. They really, really hurt us, what I didn't think. And listen, it was a fully deserved win from my perspective. I thought we played some good stuff. Drury's passes and Deere and today were outstanding. And the lads who come on had an impact as well, which is good.
When you got the equaliser, or the leveller, you seemed to go into a different gear. The players lifted themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. And we know when we score and we get on that front foot, we're hard to stop. We do move the ball quite well there, and the top Cook and Chills gave us really good width today as well. So, no, we did well. We played well.
And it was good to rotate things around with Anthony Cook getting game time, from Shields getting game time.
Yeah.
Everybody's involved, aren't they? And goals, you didn't miss Danny Kedwell. You got four goals without Danny Kedwell.
You'll always miss Danny Kedwell, but like I said to you before the game, I think we have different players that bring different qualities to Keds, and they're all good players as well. I've said it all along, we've got goals from all over the pitch and on the bench. And hopefully it continues that way.
What was your view of the penalty that was awarded to Eastbourne?
Which one?
Well, there were several penalties that weren't given, but the one that was given to Eastbourne in the first half, it appeared to hit Kenny Clark. He controlled it with his chest, but the referee decided
it was his chest. And if you look at where Clarky was and where the ref was, there's no way the ref could have seen it was handball or not. It's from behind him, and it hit Clarky's chest. He's had a gamble on it, really. Listen, you get him, I suppose, and we could have had three today for Sam Deering. The second one in particular for me, I don't know what part of the ball their lad got. Deering's gone inside of him, he's cleaned him out, it's a penalty. He didn't give it, so probably the third one that we actually got was probably the least out of the three of them, really. But listen, I thought he was a bit inconsistent today, but it happens. Everyone has a bad day.
Some have more bad days than others, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah.
So it's on to Margate on Monday. Different proposition. They're relegated.
Yeah.
They can play with Gay Abandon, can't they?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll be probably a little bit gung-ho. They'll probably go for us a little bit. I think we've obviously got a lot of ex-players there, a lot of ex-members of staff. Looking forward to seeing them. And hopefully we can perform again.
But it'll need another professional job, won't it?
Yeah, we'll be no different than we have been for the whole year, really. Whole season. I think we'll go there and we'll go and try and win the game.